Then we move on to the agenda consultation, April.
Thank you, Hans. The board undertakes the public consultation on its work plan every 5 years by way of a public request for information, and the next request for information is expected in September 2020. The analysis of the feedback and the board deliberations will take place in the first half of 2021. The feedback statement is expected to be published at the end of 2021, and the main output from that will be the work plan 2022 to 2026. The proposed approach is set out in the slides, which I know you've read. There will be two components to the consultation: the overall balance of the board's activities, how much should be devoted to standard setting and how much to implementation, and also how much to cross-cutting activities like improving accessibility, taxonomy, and SMEs. And then there is the work plan itself. What projects should the board work on? The Advisory Council discussed the proposals in mid-September, and the board discussed them last week, and the approach set out in the slides received broad support. But the board asked us to make sure that the RFI includes the information needed for stakeholders to take part in the process, because the board acknowledged that when we ask for input to the work plan, it can be difficult for some stakeholders to take part. So when thinking about the standard-setting work plan, stakeholders need to know what commitments there are already on the work plan, the existing projects, any planned PIRs, and how much space there is, what options there are, and what and how should the board decide. In order to make the selection of topics to add to the work plan easier, the board intends describing its existing projects and commitments, such as PSR, in the RFI. Now, we also intend for the first time conducting outreach prior to the RFI to identify potential future projects to add to the existing commitments. We plan to include in the RFI a list of potential new topics to add to the work plan. These projects will be fully described in the RFI, and we think that this will help respondents talk consistently about the same things and let the board focus more closely on the feedback. We've begun outreach to identify those topics with a range of our consultative groups. We're using that outreach to describe the topics in the terms that we need to decide on a work plan. What is the problem? Why is it important? Who will be affected? What the solutions are? This current outreach is designed to identify the topics that we know will come up and to describe them. The consultation itself will be based on the RFI, and at that stage we'll be consulting with all stakeholders. So we have three questions for you today. One of those questions is whether you'd like to input to the topics that will be proposed and described in the RFI. We're in this session to confirm with you that you'd like us to be on the December agenda. And we think that would involve individual ASAF members sending us their potential projects to include in the RFI prior to your December meeting. We'd then collate those projects to use as the detailed basis for a discussion at the December meeting. And at the December meeting, we'd develop the project descriptions with you. We wouldn't ask for a consensus view. That would be addressed in your responses to the RFI itself next year. And we'd also like to ask whether you've got any questions or comments on the approach or on the next steps. So,
yes, thank you.
Well, I just wondered if we were agreed that we would be on the December agenda.
I suppose that's fine.
Yeah. Was that agreed? Yeah.
Noble.
Yes, thank you. So there are some projects that when the ISB is discussing and some issues come up that the ISB says, well, we can't really resolve this tiny issue because it will be a fundamental rethink of a specific standard. And those are likely to take more than 5 years to resolve if the board is to actually undertake that project. And we are a little bit concerned that the questions that you are likely to ask in the RFI seem to focus on the projects that are at hand that are likely to finish in 5 years. So we would like to suggest that you form the questions in a way that you can ask some of those long-term, more than five-year projects that the ISB may potentially undertake. It is very important, I think, that those are likely to have a huger impact to practice and have a long-term perspective is very important.
I think a five-year term is the exception rather than the rule. Chiara?
Yes. We would suggest to focus on the completion of the projects that are still ongoing, and also to focus on the post-implementation review, to have those post-implementation review done as quickly as possible in the process of IFRS 9, 15, and 16. And then for the outreach process or the agenda consultation, it would be helpful to let the public know what is the capacity of the big projects. Like, we could do maximum X big projects, maximum X medium projects, and so to be able to wait a bit between the different type of projects.
Russ?
I think it's a good idea about how to balance the agenda to help people understand that there always needs to be a balanced agenda. I kind of have a more focused question, which is, are there certain projects that would be perhaps out of bounds in the December meeting, primarily projects that have recently been removed from the ISB's agenda that then were added to the U.S. agenda segments? I wouldn't want to waste people's time if you've already agreed not to do something.
Which are the taboo subjects?
So two thoughts. One is we don't have constraints like that right now. We just want to brainstorm openly. The only constraint is really just keeping things within the board's remit. So, obviously we're not looking to go into not-for-profit or public policy space because that would be a trustee-level decision.
Okay.
The other thing, just to add to April's remarks, is that, again, we want to be careful that we don't go through consultation overload. The full-blown consultation will be through the request for information, which comes out next year. So as part of this exercise, what we're really looking for is just the wealth of experience that you all have through the years. What have you been hearing in your jurisdictions? No need or expectation that you go out to your stakeholders and try to gather up this information at this point. We'll have that formally done next year.
Yu Chen.
Thank you. We agree to include the agenda consultation in the December SF meeting. We have two comments. The first one is that we will be providing five potential projects to the ISB by November the 8th. And in slide 18, there are some requirements. But for number four and number five, the potential solutions and the size of the project and the measurement unit, we have some concerns. Maybe for some project, it's hard for us to provide the potential solutions. And it's also hard for us to estimate on the board and the staff time like that. So we hope that it's not mandatory, but we will try our best to provide more details. And the second comment is that based on the comments that all the SF members provided, if there is consensus on some projects, I mean, between the SF members and the board, we suggest to include those items in the potential work plan list of the consultation paper so that the consultation will be more efficient. That's it.
Paul.
Thank you. The first point, we'd like to participate in discussion in December around ideas for the consultation. I must admit, I think for those that aren't steeped in standard-setting history, we'll think about 22 to 27 being a very, very long term off. And I think that what that really leads me to is that the importance, and I think it's recognised in the slide deck, but the importance that the ISB makes sure that they've got capacity and the ability to accelerate or reprioritise projects or have capacity, as has been the case in the last 5 years, to bring things which weren't originally on the agenda onto the agenda. Now, I know in terms of the due process considerations there, but I think emphasising that and illustrating what capacity there is, I think, would be helpful, because otherwise, you know, if you can't get something on the agenda now and something happens and it's sort of, well, we can't start until 2027, it's a long way off.
Mary.
I wanted to go back to Neely's point and about the purpose of the December discussion, because one of the things that April emphasized in the slides is our plan to have a description of projects that people are likely to want to comment about. And just to say a little more about that, you know, that's what we're trying to get your help with in terms of thinking about what are the likely suspects that people want to talk about. It isn't about trying to pre-decide at this stage what our views are. Now, and as Neely said, we have to manage that we don't get into consultation overload. But our thinking behind this is, if I say to Russell and Francoise, do you think we should work on business combinations? They might both say yes, because one's thinking about business combinations under common control, and one's thinking about goodwill. And so we thought we'd have a much better feedback if we had a brief description of what a potential project or even projects under a heading is. And so what we're trying to do is use your knowledge of what people are talking about to identify a reasonable list of potential projects that people might want to discuss, so that when we hear back from them, we're hearing about the same thing. Or hearing, yes, I want you to do business combinations, but not the business combinations you've described, this other business combinations issue. So, if you're concerned about getting precisely right in terms of what's the potential solution or, how big a project it is, it's maybe less about that as opposed to sketching out what the issue is you think we should cover. I think it's going to be clear that there's, even if we had much more capacity than we do, that we're going to describe more things than we could take on, and we'll have to do expectations management on that. But the purpose, again, is to put people in the same space when they're responding, rather than to say we could potentially do all of these things. So it's getting the help developing the menu, as it were, so that we can have a better consultation, rather than trying to pre-decide what we're going out with. Because April, I'm pretty sure that when we discussed this at the September board meeting, the board's view was we would not say our initial thinking is that these are the ones we'd add. We'd just say, here are the ones that we think people are likely to want to raise. Here's a discussion of what might be involved.
Gail?
Thank you. So in regards to the criteria that are in slide 14, we had some questions about whether these would be inclusive or whether there would be a specific weighting. Also in regards specifically to the criterion, a deficiency in reporting, how you would think about that criterion. Is it with respect to an information gap between what users want and what preparers are providing? Is it an inconsistency with the conceptual framework? Is it current deficiencies or potential future perceived deficiencies? I think we'd also echo Paul's comments in regards to the agenda having some notion of nimbleness as urgent issues come up, most recently in regards to IBOR reform. So we would ask you to think about that issue as well.
Raji.
Thank you, Chairman. EVCG members agree for the agenda items. Only one additional suggestion or consideration of a project in continuation. The issue regarding the operating profit and format of the profit and loss account statement is already under consideration and discussion. Many companies voluntarily give the financial analysis in the annual report. However, there is no standardization. For example, we say debt equity ratio. After in IFRS, the preference share capital is a liability. Earlier, there was a different norm. Thus, for example, or in developing countries, government is giving the interest-free sales tax or GST loan, and it is repayable after 12 years. Beyond the period of repayment of the loans, term loans to the financial institutions, so number of times the question arises with regulators, whether that is a debt or that is an equity or none. Even the return on capital employed, many companies consider profit after tax, profit before tax, including non-operating profit. So the presentation for the stakeholders and the users is not consistent. So in continuation of the operating profit and profit and loss count statement, can we take a project of financial analysis through ratios? So at least the ratios which will be presented in the annual report will be standardized, and the stakeholders will be able to understand a better communication of financial result and the financial position. This is one of the suggestions for consideration.
If I can make two quick comments. Yeah. Shivaji, that's a helpful comment. And to the extent that you have other suggestions like that, it would be great if we could get those for the November 8th email submission, and then we can pull together everybody's collective suggestions for discussion at our December meeting. So thank you for that. And then, Yuchen, to your comment about is it mandatory to provide those fourth and fifth bullet points? Absolutely not. Just as much information as you can provide. What we were trying to get to with the fourth bullet point on potential solutions is two things. One is sometimes people might have very specific questions in the details, but when we start moving up a level to this potential solutions, we might realize that there's a cluster of topics that are actually related, and it's really just one project instead of four or five small projects. And then the other thing we thought potential solutions could help with is giving people some indication of prioritization. So you could have a situation where somebody thinks a project on intangibles is great until they hear, oh, the solution might be recognizing it on balance sheet, and then suddenly it might be, I don't know that I want that project. Let's go in this different direction instead. So that's what we're trying to achieve. But to the extent you can inform us on that, great. But if not, no worries. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. To be continued.